Bring on Stats Norsworthy down in Austin, Texas. Stats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Trey. I'm very sorry. I'm sitting right here by the phone, malfunctioning with the front desk. I'm soon to get that cleared up. How are you?
I'm good. It might be because since you're staying at the team hotel, that they don't want phone calls going through to the players, so you just got lumped in with them.
Well, I'm not that important, so I'm going to have to unlump it. But we are in Austin where tomorrow's going to be a big game for Texas, really a crossroads game for them. I can't believe Mack Brown has got himself in this position, legendary coach. But it just goes to show you what two or three not as good as the fans expect years, what they can do. It's very similar to what happened to Philip Fulmer, right?
Yeah, and Stats, I don't know if you've heard, but this just came out a little while ago. DeLoss Dodds is going to step down at the end of the year.
Yeah, and DeLoss Dodds always a protector of Mack Brown. They're very, very close personally and with well-heeled boosters, and now they're going to move him into a emeritus position, and probably the new guy will have to be the bad guy.
Yeah, and Stats, nowadays with all this social media, the interweb, all the news outlets, it's pretty tough to be a head coach somewhere as long as Mack Brown has been. And Mack's had a lot of success, and it's funny that you go 2 or 3 years, and if you look at the recruiting services, there's always saying a top 10 recruiting class, but you go 2 or 3 years not as good as what you do in 12 or 13 years, and it's like they forget. What's kind of the feel right now for Mack Brown?
Well, you're so right. Everything is so right now. I mean, in the recruiting services, they can end up burying you because everybody knows you don't win ball games in February. You don't win ball games in the ballrooms in the hotel in July. You win them in September, October, November, and bowl games in December and January, and that's what gets people in a lot of trouble. Is the expectation game, but they're never going to lower expectations at UT. I mean, you know that when you guys came down here in 2003, Mack Brown was kind of in that situation that day, and the Razorbacks were able to run them out of the building. The score was not new. I mean, the score was much closer than what it really was on the field that day with just an offensive juggernaut, and what had them in trouble that day is what has them in trouble now. Had no real definition at quarterback. They had Chance Mock that day, and then they finally went to BY to Vince Young, and the rest was history for the
– Vince Young didn't play that game, right, or did he play a little bit?
I don't know if Vince Young played a single –
I don't think he played a snap.
And that was kind of the turning moment for Vince Young, and he was able to kind of take off. And you look – maybe you can help me with this because what you hear – you hear the Florida State quarterback wanted to go to Texas. You hear Johnny Manziel wanted to go to Texas. You hear RG3 wanted to go to Texas but wasn't offered as a quarterback. Is that just people piling on, or how true is any of that?
Well, it's easy to say that, and there's always a bunch of, young guys, young 17-, 18-year-old guys that dream of playing football and playing quarterback at Texas. But then when you miss, I mean, I know Mike Dubose got in a lot of trouble at Alabama by not signing Phillip Rivers. Invited Phillip Rivers on to be a walk-on at tight end. He ended up with Andrew Zell, and Phillip Rivers ended up doing what he did. It's how perilous it is in recruiting, especially at the most important position in all of team sports. That's true.
Stats, we're up against it. Can we try and dial your room back this time?
Yeah, call me back on the room. That'll be fine.
Bring Stats Norsworthy back in. Stats, we were talking about it, but DeLoss Dodds possibly stepping out of Texas, but now a spokesperson from Texas has said that's completely not true.
Yeah, and a lot going on in that story, and if he does leave, it would leave open the one or two top three AD jobs in the country. It would be names tossed around for that job that will make a lot of people uncomfortable, because if they don't get it, then they got to go back to their money base and to their fan core, but it would be probably the plum, but you would have to step in and be the hatchet man and possibly fire football and basketball, because Rick Barnes has struggled much more mightily than Mack Brown. Mack Brown does have that national championship to rest on, but again, I take it back to, it's like it's the end for Fulmer. Probably wasn't right, probably wasn't the thing to do, but you can't have people quit writing checks.
No, you're right, but hey, how about let's take it a step further, Stats, and How about Augie Garrido? They didn't make the NCAA tournament last year.
Great
baseball.
Point, Trey. You may have to do all three: football, men's basketball, and baseball. And you know so well. A lot of people know that baseball here. I don't know how big a distinction between basketball and baseball that there really is. Very similar, not even similar. At Ole Miss, it's clearly baseball is number two. And here, football is one, and that's a King Kong in and of itself.
Right.
But
football
two and three, a lot of times there's a fine line between them. And, Rick Barnes, for a long time, talked about it, is the best coach to never win a major. He's not even in that discussion anymore. So on day one, you got quite an unhappy fan base and fire Mack Brown and fire Rick Barnes and fire Augie Garrido. That could scare a lot of people off right there.
And you talking about basketball, I think the NCAA basketball system is so messed up right now where these kids go for a semester. I mean, you had Kevin Durant who was a beast, and he's not there very long. I would like to see, but it seems like Texas is getting some good recruits, but they leave after a year or two. You're not able to develop them, and it just, to
Great
me,
point.
It makes it tougher to win.
Great. Texas may have been the most snake-bitten by the early exits, and the real epidemic we have in college basketball now, Matt and Trey, of transfers. I mean, just people, first time you don't have playing time in the first five games in November and December, they're ready to leave. It's holidays.
Yeah, or you're Mississippi State, you go over to a holiday tournament in Hawaii,
and they fight in the stands.
And your players are fighting in the stands.
Yeah, right. Well, you see what Renardo Sidney ultimately got for Rick Stansberry. He got him after a great run, and they may not ever have another guy be able to stay that long and win like he did. He didn't get to the Final Four like Richard Williams, but it's hard just to plug guys in and out at state basketball.
No, you're exactly right. But let's go back to Texas basketball. And I hope I don't speak too soon because Arkansas might play this team this year. But that's you cannot go to Maui and lose to Chaminade.
No, you can't. And it's just been too much of that, and too much has been spent. Kevin Durant's going to be at the game tomorrow night. I think he's the ceremonial captain or something like that. But they're unhappy. Too many sack Mac buttons around town or pack Mac buttons around town. And seriously, I'm not trying to be a funny guy. It will be interesting to see. Would there be any air support tomorrow night? Any banners flying around of fire Mack Brown? Because
are they going to take a page out of the Arkansas notebook?
Well, and we know when the fan corps gets that dispirited, they force change. Because in the end, and I respect this. In the end, they are the people that buy the tickets.
Yeah,
yeah. I think there's a lot of pressure on this game being a home game, and. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Texas pretty much handled Ole Miss last year.
Oh, totally. It was 66-31, and it wasn't that close.
Yeah,
Mack Brown, being the gentleman that he is, he checked up. He could have scored two more. He easily could have been in the 80s, and that's why I'm not as optimistic about the upset as a lot of Ole Miss partisans are, because I saw that last year, and I know Texas probably still has more overall players, no matter what recruiting has been done the last year or two by Hugh Freeze. They have more, but can they be coached? Can it coalesce into a harmonious, victorious unit? But if Texas loses this one, you look at the rest of their schedule over the next few weeks, it could be really ugly at the Red River Shootout, because next week they host Kansas State, then they go to Iowa State before they play OU. If there aren't banners flying over tomorrow at DKR, there will be over Fair Park.
How much of this lack of success maybe has been with the kind of the movement of, your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator? And that says a lot about your program when those guys are getting offered head coaching jobs, and not only your coordinators, but down the line. How do you think that hurts? Because you have to go try to find a replacement for that guy.
Yeah, and that makes it tough on Mack Brown with Major Applewhite. I think he's really missed Greg Davis. They had a good synchronicity, and then he was out kind of, when they start the coordinator two-step, you get rid of this one, then you get rid of Manny Diaz last week. And, Manny Diaz was back in good graces after the bowl game against Oregon State. But that was a little bit of a fool's goal quality to it, because Oregon State wasn't that good, and we've already seen that earlier this year.
Yes.
And it was a narrow win. Really, other than the Ole Miss game last year, I don't know that Texas really shined, really had that really good win. And, you know, in that one, gave up 31. They just gave up so many points. And this was the year after Colt McCoy. You know, they understood after the national championship game lost to Alabama, kind of gear up for this year. And now you have this.
Brett, real quick, will you hit 6th Street at some time this weekend when you're in Austin?
Oh, did last night.
Ah, there you go.
Where do you barbecue? Where do you go grab a little bite down there?
Well, I'm gonna do all Tex-Mex, because I live in the land of the best barbecue. So I don't need to go. I don't need to take sand to the beach.
I got you. I know
it's and this really is barbecue down here, guys. It's meat. If it's not the pig, it's not barbecue, right?
You're right. You're
Matt
right,
Jones, right. Man, y'all put on a show down here in 03, and I still love that nugget from back-to-back weeks to win at Austin and Tuscaloosa. I think only the second team in the history of college football to do it, and that was the first team since like 55 or 56 to do it. Y'all put on a show, and Darius Howard, my buddy from West Memphis, was a lot involved in that.
Yeah, thank you.
Love that nugget, Stats.
And coming on the show, we'd love to have you back sometime soon.
Anytime. All you got to do is call me, and maybe I'll answer.
Stats, enjoy Austin.
You got it. See you, man.